Borrower of the Night by Elizabeth Peters. Dedication. For Betty and George, who don't believe in ghosts either. Foreword. As all lovers of Rothenburg will realize, I have had the temerity to add Schloss Drachenstein to the genuine attractions of the town. Like all the characters in this book, the counts and countesses of Drachenstein are wholly fictitious and bear no resemblance to any persons living or dead. Equally fictitious, sad to say, is the legend of the Riemenschneider Shrine. Apart from this single aberration, the sculptor's life and works were as I have described them. Chapter 1. When I was 10 years old, I knew I was never going to get married. Not only was I 6 inches taller than any boy in the 5th grade, except Matthew Finch, who was 5'10 and weighed 98 pounds, but my IQ was as formidable as my height. It was 60 points higher than that of any of the boys, except the aforesaid Matthew Finch. I topped him by only 30 points. I know, this isn't the right way to start a narrative if I hope to command the sympathy of the reader. A narrator should at least try to sound modest. But believe me, I'm not bragging. The facts are as stated, and they are a handicap, not a cause for conceit. If there is anything worse than being a tall girl, it is being a tall, smart girl. For several years, my decision didn't give me much pain. I wasn't thinking seriously of marriage in the 5th grade. Then I reached adolescence, and the trouble began. I kept growing up, but I grew in another dimension besides height. The results were appalling. I won't quote my final proportions. They call to mind one of those revolting bunnies and...